Hi, welcome to another episode of what I'm right now calling the Naina Redu experience. I still don't know what to call it, and that's inspired from the Joe Rogan experience. So I thought for now I'll call it that instead of just not calling it anything. That's my coffee. Today we're talking about free stuff, the thing that gets a lot of bloggers very excited, including me. We love getting all that free shit that brands send, and there's a lot of new bloggers who are starting out who are like, what are we supposed to do? Should we accept it? Are we journalists? And you have to decide earlier on what your rules are going to be. If you're doing paid collaborations with brands and you have disclosure on your blog where you say that I was paid to do this, then I think that's a good way to do it, because right now, although I think India doesn't have laws for bloggers, especially for disclosures, it won't be long before that comes in. But like in the US, for example, you have to have these disclosures which are very specific, where you have to say that this brand gave me this dress and these pair of shoes, but this one was bought and this blog post is paid for. And my opinion might be influenced, or you have to decide in your head whether your opinion is influenced or not. And to some extent, if someone's nice to you, it will be influenced, whether it's a paid blog story or not. At the end of the day, that's what the whole thing is, right? That we're here to make friends. So if someone's, I mean, I do work for people who are nice to me. I'm very happy to work with people who are nice to me. And if you're a professional and you're paying me on time, you're giving me creative freedom, you've given me a nice brief which makes sense, then I'm very happy to work with you. So when someone like that sends me a free gift as a token of appreciation or for whatever reason internally, I'm very happy with it. I mean, thank you. That's the least you can do. Say thank you. So as a blogger, if a brand is trying to woo you and trying to make friends with you, this is one of the things that they do. They'll send you free stuff. Now they won't send it to There are lots of bloggers in the market now. They're not going to send it to everybody, but the ones that they want to work with, they will. So they'll send you inexpensive stuff. They'll send you expensive stuff. They'll send you utility stuff. They might end up sending you stuff you'll never use or wear, or stuff that you give away to friends or family, or you hold a garage sale at the end of the year because you have so much stuff and you don't know what to do with it, or you donate it, or whatever. That's up to you. The polite thing to do is say, hey, you sent this to me, thank you so much. Acknowledge it. The other thing you can do, which a lot of bloggers do as a token of appreciation, is that you put up a social media update saying, oh, hey, look what I got, and you tag the brand's handle and you say thank you. Sometimes, like brands don't have addresses, so they don't know where to write to you or where to send you stuff. So they'll ask you an email, hey, what's your address? We'd like to send you some stuff. And then when they send it, they also send you an email following up saying that, hey, we've sent you this stuff. We would appreciate a blog post. Fuck no. I don't mind doing a social media update because that's courtesy. You're saying, hey, thanks. And especially if you like the stuff that they've sent you. I'm not saying that a brand owes it to a blogger to send it to them. I've worked with international luxury brands, and they have this thing where, if you are working for the brand and you are a patron and you talk about the brand online, even when it's not a paid gig, but you are passionate about the brand, they send you stuff. And it's generally, luxury brands are quite classy about it. They're not going to ask you to do anything at all. Usually this request of, oh, can we get a blog post, is from ideally probably a brand that doesn't know what to do. They've not done this before. So usually I write back to such a brand and I'm like, hey, you know what? I don't do a blog post, that's paid. But as courtesy, I always put up a social media update. Unless the product is so bad that I don't want to spoil my image or reputation by putting that shit online on my social media. So I think ideally that's the best way to deal with someone sending you a free gift. And yeah, sure, accept it. I mean, as a journalist, the problem is that you're doing a piece of news where you're supposed to present factual information, and you can't, if you accept a gift, it's like, it's kind of understood that, oh, hey, you know, I'll be nice to you. Blogging is different. We are advertising and marketing for brands. I mean, it's, that's the disclosure when you say, hey, this is a blog. And ideally, you should disclose that in every blog post of yours and say that, you know, this was paid. Or, but the problem then is that, you know, you're like, but the other stuff is not paid. So then should I write that those are not paid? But I don't think you need to do that. I think especially your readers are smart enough to, you know, look at your disclosure and say, okay, huh, you know, she's working with this brand or he's working with this brand. On this subject also, there's a lot of, you know, talk about how magazine editors, for example, get so many gifts and they never disclose in their magazines what they got, or magazines have advertisers. For example, a brand will advertise in the magazine, and then in the editorial sections, the magazine will do a shoot for that brand, you know. So you don't know what, they never disclose or say that, hey, you know, we were paid for this story or what. So why does that rule apply to bloggers then? We are not journalists. Neither are fashion magazines journalists. I mean, they have some pieces where they are reporting factually on something, one would hope. But that's the same for blogs then. So this whole free stuff and disclosure conundrum will probably only get sorted once there are some sort of rules for it. And since it's not an industry that is regulated right now, I don't know when that's going to happen. So for your own credibility, see, because your readers are smart. If you're going to try to fool them by saying, oh, you know, this product is amazing, only because the brand has paid you, they're on to you. So it's best to disclose. And it's cool. I mean, you're doing, if you're getting free stuff from brands, it means you're doing well. And that's great. There's no harm in saying, hey, thanks a lot. You know, this was amazing. A lot of other brands will look at that and be like, "Arey, you know, those brands are sending that blogger free stuff. Maybe even we should send them stuff and they'll be nice to us. And then we can, you know, work on something." That happens. India is a huge country of bhedchal where, you know, people look at other stuff and they're like, "Arey, what is that person doing? Maybe even I should do that stuff." So unfortunately, that's how it works. So yeah, whenever you get some stuff, always be nice and put it on social media. Take a photo. You don't need to do like a product setup shot and take a photo. You can just take a photo and say, hey, thanks, you know, nice product, thanks a lot for sending it. What about protocol when you are sent a bad product? Like, I was recently sent a product that was it was like a pouch and it was torn. Like, the whole thing on one corner had a nice big hole you can shove a finger through, and the whole thing on the edge, the fringe, etc., was torn. It was a free thing technically. I could have just put it in the dustbin, but that's not nice. But I could neither put it on social media and say, oh, hey, you know, ye to fata hua bag bhej diya mere ko. Because that's not nice either. I mean, they didn't know what they were packing, or I don't know, they overlooked it or something. You don't know what happened. And in all likelihood, it's not the brand that will, you know, get any kind of redress, get any kind of bullshit for it. It's the PR person who might get bullshit for it. Ki ye tumne kya bhej diya? Although it is the brand that might have sent the product, and the PR people only kind of packaged it and sent it. So yeah, the power just went. Hello, welcome to Noida. So mera piche wala screen band ho gaya, so the light is a little less. Let me just see. Oh, restarting. Noida. Okay, what was I saying? So yeah, if you get a faulty product, you can maybe write to the PR people who sent it to you and say, hey, you know, take a picture and be like, what do you want me to do with this? Because for even the product that I got recently, I was like, well, I'm going to end up throwing it. I'm not going to sit and stitch it and sew it and, you know, save it. But maybe the designer wants it back. Maybe the brand wants it back. So let me know. They still haven't responded to me though. So that's another thing. Communication is still a bit of a problem. Everyone's so busy. What do you do when you get a product that is not related to your blog or your social media at all? Don't write about it. It's okay. I mean, this free stuff, this is not contractual. You have no obligation to do anything at all. So, you know, if it's contractual and it says that, hey, you know, our product for 50,000 bucks, we're going to send it to you, and, you know, nothing. Yeah. You don't have to do anything. Because It's a gift. Do you write about gifts that your friends give to you? No. It's okay. Especially if you like it, you're wearing it, it'll end up showing up on social media anyway. You'll take selfies with it or whatever. But you're not contractually obliged to do anything when brands send you free stuff. So yeah, that was basically, I'd been trying to talk about this because some young bloggers have been asking me that what do we do with, free stuff? Should we accept it? Should we not accept it? What is the protocol? So there is no written down protocol. It's kind of understood that if you get some free stuff from brands, you will probably put it on social media. So a lot of brands send you free shit during their, when they're having a promotion or there's like a, seasonal sale for the brand or there's a new campaign they're launching. So they'll send you products around that time. That's what you can do. I mean, if anyone is doing something else that I am clueless about, please tell me. More than happy to learn more because this is still something new and I'm still figuring it out, working with PR agencies and brands and trying to advise them on, what's the best way to do this. But yeah, everyone loves free shit. I mean, no one's going to say, no, don't send me free shit. I mean, I don't know anybody in the blogging community who does that. And I'm only talking about lifestyle and fashion bloggers. Tech bloggers, you can please do your own videos and shut the fuck up. Okay, so that's it for today. Another episode done. And if you have any pertinent questions which specifically related to blogging or to photography, more than happy to answer them. I get more content for my videos. And yeah, nice talking to you guys, although it's just a one-way dialogue. But thank you for listening. Bye! So I just listened to the video I just did and I thought I've missed one point. One of the things that, sometimes brands will do is they'll be like, oh, hey, how much do you charge for a blog post? And for example, you charge $1 lakh for a blog post. They'll be like, okay, so we have this client and they have this product, which is of 50,000 and we'll send it to you. So why don't you do a blog post for us? And then they'll be like, and 50,000 we'll give you in cash, for example, that will be invoiced. Now, depending on your relationship with the brand or the product or the PR agency, that's up to you. If that works for your business, great, do it. Some brands will be like, okay, you charge 50,000 bucks for a blog post, for example. Oh, and our client's product is also for 50,000 bucks. So we'll give you the product and you give us a blog post. Now, till the time my landlord doesn't start accepting gifts as rent, that's not going to fly. So that's not how I work. And I would suggest if you're a blogger, you don't work like that either. And I don't care if you're starting out or if you've been around for a long time. You can't, some people think that, you're getting a 50,000 ka product, le lo, do the blog post, uske baad usko bech do, paisa mil jayega. That's not your responsibility. You're not going to, why are you selling the client's product? Like, what the fuck, you're a blogger, you're not a reseller. So I don't think that works. In the long run, it's not a good policy or a business model. It's not a business model. Forget being a good business model as a blogger. I mean, my landlord is not going to be like, arey, achha, mujhe 50,000 ka phone mil gaya, toh agle mahine ka rent dene ki zarurat nahi hai. Fuck no. He still wants his rent. That's not gonna because there is a rent agreement that you've signed and you have to pay a certain amount of money. Your sabji wala is not going to be like, arey, mem sahab, aaj mujhe aap ye laptop de do, toh main saal ka sabji aapko free mein de dunga. Aisa nahi hota hai. I mean, it's never happened with me. If it has happened with you, then great. That means barter system is back in the society. But I highly doubt anybody is going to be accepting gifts from you anytime soon and selling their wares to you. Definitely not in metro cities. So this whole thing of, where brands say, oh, we'll give you, especially, with fashion designers where there's a dress, for example, and the dress ka MRP is 50,000 rupees. The MRP might be 50,000 rupees, right? But that includes your profit margin in it. So what about my profit margin and what about the money I am going to be, missing out on and all the work that I'll be doing? I mean, I can go and buy my own clothes and my own jewelry when I want to, when I need to wear it. I don't need your free shit and then do work for you. That it's free. You're doing free work. Someone wants to give you a gift. You can say thank you, put it on social media. Yes. But this whole thing of, are, barter mein kar lo. No. Rent bhi barter mein ho jayega, toh tab baat karenge. Otherwise, no. So I missed that point, which is what I was actually originally wanting to talk about, that how taking free stuff is not a long-term viable business model if you're a blogger. You might be tempted that, somebody sent you something, so you, I want to do a blog post, look, that's entirely up to you. If they're asking you to do it as a deliverable, then no. Contractually, you're not obligated to do anything unless it's written down in a contract. And if you're doing a contract, I hope you're getting paid for the work that you're doing. But if there's a brand that you had a relationship with for a long time, and you know they're great to work with, they're professional, they always pay on time, they pay you what you ask for, they appreciate you as a creative person, and then one day they send you a gift that you really, really like and you would really, really like to share it with your readers, do a blog post. That's up to you. But don't, this, you know, this thing where brands write and say, "Arey, we are sending you free stuff, so we want a blog post." No. Next. Yeah, I mean, and see, I mean, what gets me riled up is that a lot of people who work for brands and for PR agencies, they get salaries. And, you know, nobody questions them and says, "Ki, arey, instead of a salary, why doesn't the company just give you a free product?" You know, like imagine you work at a mobile phone company. So instead of salaries, the company starts giving its employees mobile phone, le jao. How many people will work at that company? Tell me. So no, I mean, why are bloggers treated like trash then? I have rent to pay, I have expenses, and I have a profit margin. I mean, I'm a business. I'm not doing this for charity. And I enjoy doing it and I get to make money for that, for which I'm incredibly, you know, thankful. It's awesome. I get to do that. But doesn't mean that professionalism then goes out of the window. There are some business rules and principles that apply. Yeah, okay. So that was the point that I missed. Thanks for listening. Bye.